Ms. President, I have the honor to deliver this following statement on behalf of Central Asian countries, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and my own country, Kazakhstan. We prioritize consolidating the efforts of Central Asian countries in the field of security. In this context, we reiterate the ambition to see Afghanistan develop into a stable, secure, independent, and a prosperous country in which all Afghan women and men can enjoy the full rights and the freedoms afforded by them to them by the international commitments to which Afghanistan is a signatory. We are deeply concerned that the Afghan people are facing a devastating humanitarian and economic crisis that severely impacts their enjoyment of the full range of human rights. The seriousness of the humanitarian and economic crisis requires a strong and concerted response from the international community. By addressing in a coordinated manner all dimensions of the situation and a full access for humanitarian assistance to all Afghans in need, in line with the humanitarian principles of humanity, neutrality, impartiality, and independence, and full respect of international humanitarian law. Our countries advocate for restoring trade, economic, transport, logistics, and energy ties with Afghanistan to solve acute humanitarian problems the country facing. We would like to stress a continuous need to ensure good governance and service delivery, promote and respect rule of law, universal human rights, and the fundamental freedoms of all Afghans, in particular of women and girls, as well as children and persons belonging to ethnic groups and minorities, and the establishment of an inclusive and representative government through a credible and legitimate political process in which meaningful participation by all ethnic and political stakeholders, including women and minorities, is respected. We share the UN position that the grave humanitarian situation in Afghanistan should be the focus of the international community's attention and a call for assistance to this country. Despite our political views, we should not leave the Afghan people alone with unprecedented difficulties. I thank you.